بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب استحباب ترك الترفع في اللباس تواضعا. This is the chapter regarding it being mustahab, desirable, of abstaining from very elegant clothing, and the abstention should be out of humility for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi says, قَدْ سَبَقَ فِي بَابِ فَضْلِ الْجُوعِ وَخُشُونَةِ الْعَيْشِ جُمَلٌ تَتَعَلَّقُ بِهَذَا الْبَابِ. Certain relevant aspects to this chapter were mentioned before in the chapter of the virtue of hunger and living a simple life. وَعَنْ مُعَاذِ بْنِ أَنَسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمُ قَالْ مَنْ تَرَكَ اللِّبَاسَ تَوَاضُعًا لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ يَقْدِرُ عَلَيْهِ دَعَاهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَى رُؤُوسِ الْخَلَائِقِ حتى يخيره من أي حلل الإيمان شاء يلبسها. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. هذا معاذ بن أنس رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned, whoever abstains from very elegant clothing, in other words, the person stays away from clothing that is going to be very boisterous, and where a person wears those clothing to show off to others. So the person, despite having the means to wear such clothing, he abstains from such elegant clothing out of humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will call him on the day of Qiyamah in front of all the people, and Allah will give him garments of iman. Ulama explained garments of iman, meaning the garments, the special garments that Allah will give the believers in paradise. Allah gives the people who will enter paradise, the believers, a special type of garment. So these people who abstain from very elegant clothing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will bless them with these type of garments. So again, in this hadith we understand that a person is encouraged to abandon wearing very exquisite and elegant clothing out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or having humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not want to boast off and show off his clothing. So if a person has the means for it, person is wealthy, he has enough, sufficient to afford such clothing, but because of humility he abstains from it, then this will be his reward. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand. Inshallah, the next chapter we will understand that in our sharia there is something which is called ifrat and tafrit. We don't go extremism. We don't go too much on one side and too much on the other side. We take the moderate path. And therefore you will find that the next chapter will talk about wearing clothing also to show simple clothing, but not too simple, where a person acts as though he's very pious, etc. So Shariat always gives us the middle part. Inshallah, the next chapter we will discuss that. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.